Well, it's a pleasure to welcome Consumers Energy Chief Executive Officer Patty Poppe back to MSU today. She's in Lansing to help kickstart a new era for renewable energy in Michigan. She's asking community members to be clean energy partners and support the company's long-term plan to protect the planet and Michigan's energy future. Patty, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's always fun to be with you. Thank you so much.
Let's not assume everyone knows. Could you define what clean and renewable energy are?
Yeah, you bet. You know, a big part of our plan is to retire our coal plants. We've retired 7 of our 12 already. We've got 5 remaining. And we're going to replace those with clean and renewable energy. And so the renewable energy sources in particular, we've invested a lot in wind energy here in Michigan to date, but our next big ambition is solar energy here in Michigan. So solar panels, we're going to actually add 6,000 megawatts of solar, which in real terms, 59 square miles of solar panels, which is 0.05% of Michigan's land mass. It's completely doable. And so that a big part of our plan is solar energy. But we also have good hydro resources here in Michigan, which I'm happy to talk about.
And I think you want all of us to be partners because this is important for our future, and we can avoid building some new plants if we all do enough, correct?
Yeah, and you know, this is the exciting part. We talk about a clean and lean energy future. The clean part we've got. We're retiring our coal plants and replacing it with new renewables. But here's where everyone in Michigan comes in. We have the opportunity to reduce the energy waste on our system so that we don't have to replace every plant with another plant. And our plan shows that if our customers and if the people of Michigan come together, we can eliminate energy waste and therefore prevent building 3 new power plants. That's a big deal, and it is our opportunity right now. It's not hypothetical. It's not theoretical. It's right now. We're retiring plants. Let's not build new ones.
And Patty Poppe, it's important, I think, to let people know that the energy efficiency piece is very important. I know others have said it, but I remember Governor Snyder used to say the cheapest energy is the energy you never use. Talk about the efficiency role in this.
Well, exactly. And I just took his saying and I add a little twist to it. The cheapest and the cleanest energy is that which you never use. And, you know, energy efficiency used to be about sort of, you know, put on a sweater or, you know, interrupt your air conditioning. That's not what it is today, actually. Technology is enabling smarter energy use. We talk about smart homes and the smart grid. Here's what's smart. A wirelessly communicating thermostat is smart. A high-efficiency furnace is smart. A new energy-efficient refrigerator is smart. We can use energy more efficiently, not be uncomfortable, have the comfort that we want, use the energy that we need, but not waste it in the process.
You're asking us to become clean energy partners. What does that mean?
It really means, first of all, going to our website, mycleanenergyplan.com, M-I as in Michigan, mycleanenergyplan.com, has a lot of information for folks. Anyone who goes there will plant a tree in your honor, which I promise my line workers we will not plant them by the power lines. But we want to help people use their energy smarter. And we really think there's a customized energy plan for every home. It's not one size fits all. Maybe your home needs new insulation. Maybe your home needs a more efficient thermostat or a more efficient furnace. Or maybe your home needs better windows. We need to help you determine the best way to achieve your energy reduction, energy waste elimination goals, and we have customized solutions to help you do just that.
Well, let's drill down to a little bit some of the plan's highlights. Talk about more clean energy, up to 90% you're shooting for.
Yeah, so by 2040, we will have retired all of our coal plants, so we'll have 0 coal. That's a decade earlier than the Paris Climate Accord. It's not required by law. There's no regulation that says we should do that. We just believe at Consumers Energy in what we call our triple bottom line. We don't just want to serve the bottom line. We want to serve people, the planet, and Michigan's prosperity. And so this plan enables us to transition from old fossil fueled energy to cleaner energy. By 2040, we'll have 90% of our energy resources will be what we call clean, so it's carbon-free in particular energy resources. And again, we'll be able to prevent 3 new power plants if people work with us and partner with us and let us help you save money and the planet.
And you're doing this now, where this isn't something down the road. It's important to say you're already doing these things.
Right now. We have already retired 7 as of our 12 plants, as I mentioned earlier. And right now, we need people to sign up for the program so that we don't have to build those plants. You know, some people ask me, Patty, why don't you retire those coal plants faster? And I say, because we need the time to reduce the energy use, and actually those coal plants and energy efficiency is the best bridge to reduce the need for us to build another plant. That's really what we're trying to prevent here, building more power plants. We want to actually just eliminate the waste from the system, especially on a summer day. Peak demand for electricity on a hot summer day driven by residential air conditioning almost doubles the demand of electricity in our service area. And we have an opportunity to really use that energy, particularly what we call on peak, in a much smarter way. And so on a hot summer day, we have this summer 2,500 customers piloting a new program with these wirelessly communicating thermostats, where we're actually customizing when the air conditioners come on at all those homes. And the home has a comfort band. Let's say you want your home always at 72 degrees. We can maintain 72 degrees in your home, but use air conditioning more efficiently across the whole system. And that's exciting to me. And customers don't even notice that we're optimizing their usage, but it actually reduces the peak statewide so that, again, we don't have to build a new power plant to serve that big summer peak.
So, Patty, just summarize what you'd like our listeners and your customers to know about the Clean Energy Plan.
You know, your friends and family at Consumers Energy are committed to leaving it better than we found it. I imagine a day I'll be in my garden with my granddaughter long after anyone remembers that Patty Poppy worked at Consumers Energy, and she's going to look up at me and she's going to say, Grandma, what is climate change? And I'm going to look at her and I'm going to say, honey, it's something because of the great people of Michigan that we fixed a long time ago.
Hear, hear. And I'd just like to ask you, Patty, sort of related to this, as you look down the road, what are some challenges and opportunities for Consumers Energy?
I think our biggest challenge is helping people understand that we want to help them save money and energy. And so we're not necessarily the best marketing organization. We're learning how to do that. But if Michiganders will come along with us on this journey, we definitely can leave it better than we found it.
And
together.
Sometimes people don't believe it, but you really do want people to use less of your product.
Yeah, especially right now. As we're retiring power plants, now is the time to really capitalize on eliminating energy waste and protecting the planet. You know, climate change is this huge issue. It feels daunting. It feels overwhelming. But there's a small action that every one of us can take, and it actually makes a difference. You know, I say often, no one can do everything, but everyone can do something. And the something that everyone can do is eliminate the energy waste in their utilization, and we can prevent building power plants, and we can actually prevent climate change from materializing.
Well, it's Consumers Energy's Clean Energy Plan, and check it out at micleanenergyplan.com, micleanenergyplan.com. We've been discussing it with Consumers Energy CEO Patty Poppy. Patty, thank you for doing all of this for us.
It's our life's work, and it's our life's ambition to definitely stop the threat of climate change. Thank you so much for giving me a chance to be on air with you.